Hi, is Gary in?
This is.
Hey, Gary, this is Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. I don't know if you recall, but we had spoken way back early in the year. I think it was about March, about some equipment financing and capital. You told me at that time that you guys didn't really have any plans coming up, but to check back in, you know, towards the end of the year here.
No change.
No change? Nothing's happened? How's business been since then?
Been steady.
Been steady? Okay. You know, slow, you know, quick, anything that might have come up where you guys might need some additional capital?
Not right at the present.
Not at the present, okay. You know, I don't recall, but are you guys a net 30, net 60 type deal?
30.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, because I think last time when I talked to you about our working capital program, I told you about how it's an unsecured cash loan, so it just means that you can have, you know, cash on hand for whatever purpose that you might you know, find fit for the business.
No.
Would you?
Really okay right at the present.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, got you guys pre-approved with us for $250,000. So that offer will still be on the table even towards the end of the year here. So if anything does come up, I think I got you down for the email at gary@gstooling.com, right? Okay, I'll just shoot you over a reminder, let you know about the programs and what we have you pre-approved for. But Gary, is there anything that you could use the money for? Like, if you had the $250,000 in your pocket right now, what would you do for the business? You know, is there anything that you had in mind where you might want to, you know, change about the business?
Maybe upgrade the lathe, but that'd be about it.
Okay. I mean, have you been considering that for a while, or is that kind of something that came up recently?
Oh, I've thought about it, but I don't use the lathe all that much. I just get a better quality one than what I have. What I have works just fine.
Right. Okay. I mean, would that improve, like, the efficiency of the business in terms of, you know, the certain jobs that require the lathe?
I don't know if it really improve it. I don't know, guess I wanted a machine that's a little more accurate.
Okay, yeah. How much would one of those cost to improve it? Would it just be an add-on to the current lathe, or would you want to get a new one entirely?
Yeah, it'd be a replacement.
So would you sell the old one and then try and get a new one?
Probably.
Okay, how much do one of those normally cost you? 7,000, 8,000. Okay, and you probably just want to, you know, pay cash and not want to finance that, because that's not that bad of an investment there.
Yeah, it's not all that much.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it costs a lot, because I know some of these other CNC machines can run up to the, you know, couple $100,000.
Well, this annual machine.
Right. Okay. Yeah, have you looked into maybe getting, you know, like an upgraded version, like one of the more electronic ones, or is that something that's kind of out of the picture?
I wouldn't really have a use for it. I don't use lathe all that much.
Okay. What about your other machines out there? You got normal CNCs for drilling and milling?
Yeah.
Okay. You looking to upgrade those up by any chance?
No.
Those are steady and strong, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good here. All right, Gary, here's what I'll do. I'll shoot you over the information again, just as a reminder. And if something does come up, I mean, are you looking to maybe replace that lathe anytime soon, so you don't have to worry about, you know, putting it on the 2017 books? You can just do it on 2016 books?
I don't think it'll happen this year, no.
No? Okay. All right, well, here's what I'll do. Like I said, I'll just shoot you over that information, and if, you know, anything does come up in the meantime, if you want to kind of give me a call back, we can see how we can help each other out.
Okay.
All right, Gary, you take care now.
Yeah.
All right, bye.